Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain market, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time, April 8th. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Happy Eclipse Day, and there will be people who trade that. There's even a long-term discussion on Wall Street even, and non-Wall Street, that this could mean a sign of long-term to very long-term change or changes, and hopefully for the better. But it can at least become a day trader's intra-week trading kind of event for computerized and non-computerized traders. In terms of the rest of the world, yes, there's concerns over geopolitics that are really on the rise, and Wall Street's saying in terms of threats to the economy and stock market, it's probably more geopolitical than it is interest rates and inflation, but all will have to be watched. But the reason they're saying that is they think this U.S. economy isn't turning down anytime soon. That Friday jobs report, some said, was perfection. You can't get any better than this. And my model had been stating for weeks, months now, we were moving into the sweet spot of ISM PMIs and other PMIs, suggesting the GDP was going to rock and roll. This is one of the greatest economies we've had in some time, okay? So means companies are going to make money and the stock should be worth more. You would think this is going to trickle through for better global economy and better import exports and a little better support for commodities. I'd also like to point out that even though La Nina, El Nino is not helping us out much, the R model is showing some difficulties holding us back in terms of a bullish weather story this year. But as I say it's holding back, it's just holding us back from the highest, best probability. It's still strong probability there's a problem coming, okay? And at least the R model's hanging in there, and the C model, sunspots would be nice if they backed off more. They're kind of hanging in there, but scientists are thinking it's topping out a little sooner than expected, and that can help a little bit down the road here. But what I want to point out, what's more important is that even though the Corn Belt in the U.S. are actually now less dry, less drought, and you think things are going away, there's still time to come back, and I'm still considering a late season problem. In addition, when you look at the world, it's unbelievable what's going on with some of these temperatures. I mean, we should be scared, okay? It's unbelievable. And it may just be that it's just going to be a very hot year, but not dry enough in the right regions to cause any problems. We could still slide by and get decent crops around the world, and the U.S. could be sheltered and do better than other regions of the world. But we really should pay attention to what's going on with these temperatures. All right, there's something going on here that is different than what we've seen in my lifetime and what we're looking at when going back over history of a few hundred years, if not a thousand years. And so let's keep that in mind moving forward. I still think these grains, all three, are heading higher into summer here, and we're just base building, consolidating, trying to get going. All right, so where are we today? Well, let's go with the wheat market since I have that chart up here. It's almost like it's been coiling up to the upside and now coming out of that coil and it's ready to move higher. I don't know how well that'll work. It's just an observation. But the model's leaning towards, we might have seen a level 4 downswing from Friday into this morning. It found support at the 5-day average, and this would be for the May Chicago wheat. Bounce back up. It's still off for the day, but it looks buoyant. And if that's a level 4 bottom already, then it can swing higher into tomorrow, maybe the next day. Problem is, the level 4 bottom may not show up a little later today, but the best time for it is today for the latest. I mean, it looks like it ought to go higher a little later. Now, as we zoom out for level 3 trend, it looks like it ought to be higher this week. It can go higher into next week. In fact, I prefer higher into next week for the wheat market. And I think there is a chance to trade above 580, and it might go considerably higher. We just don't know. We'll take it one step at a time. But I think the daily indicator is okay. It's left mid-range. It's not overbought. I think the trend is up, okay? We should have some kind of a bounce here, but again, I don't know how. I want to be cautious of becoming overly bullish still, even though I'm bullish into summer. All right, let's move to the May wheat, or I'm sorry, May corn market. And same story, it can bottom for level four today, but you can see, unlike the wheat, we can come up with an alternate scenario where it bottoms later today. It doesn't even have to bottom till tomorrow. And so it just delays it a half a day, one day. But looking out into tomorrow, next day, it ought to be up. And the point is, it can start up today. So watch how it behaves near the five-day average. It's kind of working on a positive reversal right now, meaning it opened lower overnight, traded down to the five-day average. Now it's a little bit buoyant, as though it's trying to come back and put in a positive reversal. But the day's just getting started. The week's just getting started. Maybe it'll just change its mind and slip below that five-day average. And if so, they're going to look at last week's low and all the daily lows down to last week's low as potential downside targets. The daily stochastic is just approaching mid-range. It's acting bullish, but not so bullish of where I'd say it can't stop at mid-range. I have to be concerned. Mid-range is going to be a secondary sell signal here eventually. So do watch recent daily lows, because as we zoom out for those larger level three trends, even though it's supposed to be up this week and perhaps even up into next week, it doesn't have to be all that bullish. The week could actually be more bullish. In addition, there's alternate scenarios that if the USDA report day was a level three bottom, then last week's low was lower. That's a clue the market's actually going down this week. It's going to do the opposite. So unfortunately, it does not have the same setup as wheat. It could be just stalling out range trade, doesn't want to do anything. And unfortunately, that also leaves the door for a little pivot lower here still, and even testing last week's low, unfortunately. There's still risk there. It doesn't have to be all that bullish. And I think that makes it in line with soybeans. That's also can be just sluggish, doesn't have to do anything all that bullish. We won't have the next piece of evidence the level three trend is up until it trades above Friday's high at 438.5. And if it starts swinging below Thursday's low at 429.75, I would be concerned it does want to try to test last week's low. But it may be that it's just stuck in a range here for a week and a half, 2 weeks. But ideally, it ought to be at least a little bit higher, a little bit buoyant, even if that range. And the way I look at it, unless they hammer this down to $4 or something, any stalling out here and comp slippage and problems and consolidation, just it's more base building for a bigger up move this summer. All right, let's move over to the soybeans. Now, the soybeans actually looks a little firmer than the corn right now to me, trying to stay above the 5-day average, but unfortunately, it can put a level 3 top in now, and it can be lower into next week. So I would rank the wheat as the most bullish. I'd rank corn as second place, and I'd rank soybeans third place. But soybeans can run longer level 3 trends than corn and wheat. So here's hopeful we find up it's going to be up all this week anyways. I doubt it's going to be up into next week, however. They'll probably will sell it from this week into next. Point is, are they going to buy it first this week and then sell it into next week? Its stochastic indicator is approaching mid-range. It's not really acting that bullish. You have to be concerned it could turn into a secondary sell signal and roll over. So I think if we could get a close above Friday's high at 1190.75 May beans, that's constructive bullish action. But we may learn it only stays up for a couple of days this week and then has to come back down. And I think we're probably looking at it just range trade, not going anywhere for a while. Now, if it trades below Thursday's low at 1173, we have to be concerned it can be lingering downside. And that should make us concerned it's going to take out the level three bottom at 1168.5. And I think the 1160s, upper 1150s is all the downside we'll see. And I'm favoring higher first. But second place would be more of sideways. And as far as something outright downside, I just don't believe it, but I'll put it on the list at number 3. So again, not a lot of traction, not a lot of bearishness, not a lot of bullishness. And we're just goofing around here as we get closer to getting those planters in the field in the northern half of the U.S. I don't pay much attention to southern planting, okay? At any rate, that's what all I've got for you today. Tomorrow we'll get back to doing videos, and I think I'll do more daily videos now than I've been doing the audios, just to show things better. for all these markets. And I noticed some of my friendly competitors are pretty much on board with daily videos these days. But this morning, I'm not finding a whole lot in the stock market and the grains. Just thought I'd throw an audio out there. And so happy Eclipse Day, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Speak to you tomorrow. Thank you.